Now I'm going to talk about the first example of conflict, which is Julia is very angry with the immigration officer and the supervisor of the building where she and her family live, because they mispronounce her last name. Here is an example of textual evidence that supports my opinion. And now I'm going to talk about how did the narrator respond to this conflict. The narrator wondered if she shouldn't correct people so that they would pronounce her name correctly. However, Julia's mother advises her not to give it much importance. In fact, she refers to a phrase by the English writer Shakespeare to tell her that it doesn't matter what they call her. And finally, I'm going to explain what does this reveal about the narrator's personality. This fact reveals that the narrator's personality is quite flexible. My opinion is based on the fact that she, at the beginning, wanted her name to be pronounced correctly in the Spanish way. However, when her mother advised her about it, she realized that her name was just a label and that she had nothing to do with who she really was. Now I'm going to repeat this process with other two conflicts, and so let's start. Conflict number two. Julia has to explain to her high school classmates, although she doesn't want to, she's forced by social pressure, what her real name is and what country she comes from. The fact that her name is very long, it has 12 words, and the country where she is from is unknown to anyone, makes her feel ashamed. Again, this is an example of textual evidence that supports my opinion. And let's continue with how did the narrator respond to this conflict. The narrator was ashamed of her Dominican heritage and tried to pretend it as little as possible, although it was not always possible. She felt like a foreign and strange friend. However, when some of her classmates asked her about her name and where she came from, she told them, not caring much about the opinion of others. And what does this reveal about the narrator's personality? This fact reveals that the narrator, Julia, is very brave and tries not to give much importance to what others think. My opinion is based on the fact that although she doesn't like to admit her Dominican origins because she's afraid that her classmates will treat her as a strange and foreign person, when they ask her about them, she always answers the truth and never tries to avoid the question. And finally, let's talk about conflict number three. On her graduation day, she had to face the difficulty of introducing her extended and complicated family to all of her friends. Julia's friends really had more than a mom and dad to introduce. And again, this is an example of textual evidence that supports my opinion. So let's continue with how the narrator responds. Although the narrator felt strange for having a very complex family, she did not hesitate to introduce each of her family members to her friends. She considered this as one more trial that she had to face. And finally, what does this reveal about the narrator's personality? This fact reveals that the narrator, which is Julia, is proud of the family she has. My opinion is based on the fact that she introduces her friends to all of her family members in great detail on her graduation day. Also, immediately after this, she and her friends start talking about the good times when they called each other nicknames in high school. Therefore, it can be deduced that the narrator wasn't ashamed of her Dominican family, but she was even proud of it.